Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. Welcome to a new week. Today is the 12th of December, and we're about to hit the midway point of the final month of the year. So here we are, a new week. We'll read from the Amplified Bible this week. Continuing in the book of Amos, chapter 7, verse 1 through 9, 15 today. Thus the Lord God showed me, Amos, and behold, he formed locusts in the beginning of the shooting up of the second crop. And behold, it was the second crop after the king's mowings. And when the locusts had finished eating the plants of the land, then I said, O Lord God, forgive, I pray you. How can Jacob stand, for he is so small? The Lord relented and revoked this sentence. It shall not take place, said the Lord. And he was eased and comforted concerning it. Thus the Lord showed me, and behold, the Lord God called up for punishment with fire. And it devoured the great deep and would have eaten up the land. Then said I, O Lord God, cease, I pray you. How can Jacob stand? He is so little. The Lord relented and revoked this sentence. This also shall not be, said the Lord, and he was eased and comforted concerning it. Thus he showed me, and behold, the Lord stood upon a wall with a plumb line in his hand. And the Lord said to me, Amos, what do you see? And I said, a plumb line. Then said the Lord, behold, I am setting a plumb line as a standard in the midst of my people Israel. I will not pass by and spare them any more. The door of mercy is shut, and the idolatrous high places of Isaac, Israel, shall be desolate, and the sanctuaries of Israel shall be laid waste. And I will rise with the sword against the house of King Jeroboam, who set up the golden calf shrines. Then Amaziah the priest of the golden calf shrine at Bethel sent to Jeroboam, king of Israel, saying, Amos has conspired against you in the midst of the house of Israel. The land is not able to bear all his words. For thus Amos has said, Jeroboam shall die by the sword, and Israel should surely be led away captive out of his land. Also Amaziah said to Amos, O you seer, go, flee back to the land of Judah, your own country, and eat your bread and live out your profession as a prophet there, as I perform my duties here. But do not prophesy any more at Bethel, for it is the king's sanctuary and the seat of his kingdom. Then Amos said to Amaziah, I was no prophet by profession, neither was I a prophet's son, but I had my occupation. I was a herdsman and a dresser of sycamore trees, and a gatherer of sycamore figs. And the Lord took me as I followed the flock, and the Lord said to me, Go, prophesy to my people Israel. Now therefore listen to the word of the Lord. You say, Do not prophesy against Israel, and drop no statements, not complimentary to the house of Isaac. Therefore thus says the Lord, Your wife shall be a harlot in the city, and your sons and your daughters shall fall by the sword, and your land shall be divided up by line. You yourself shall die in an unclean and defiled land, and Israel shall surely go forth out of his land into exile. Thus the Lord God showed me, and behold, a basket of ripe and therefore soon to perish summer fruit. And he said, Amos, what do you see? And I said, a basket of summer fruit. Then said the Lord to me, The end has come upon my people Israel. I will not pass by and spare them any more. And the songs of the temple shall become wailings in that day, says the Lord God. The dead bodies shall be many. In every place they shall be cast forth in silence. Hear this, O you who would swallow up and trample down the needy, even to make the poor of the land to fail and come to an end, saying, When will the new moon festival be passed, that we may go sell grain, and the Sabbath that we may offer wheat for sale, making the ephah measure. Small in the shekel, measure. Great in falsifying the scales by deceit, that we may buy into slavery the poor for silver and the needy for a pair of sandals. Yes, and sell the refuse of the wheat as if it were good trade. The Lord has sworn by himself who is the glory and pride of Jacob. Surely, I will never forget any of their rebellious deeds. Shall not the land tremble on this account, and everyone mourn who dwells in it? Yes, it shall rise like the river Nile, all of it, and it shall be tossed about and sink back again to normal level, as does the Nile of Egypt. And in that day, says the Lord God, I will cause the sun to go down at noon, and I will darken the earth in broad daylight. And I will turn your feasts into mourning, and all your songs into lamentation. And I will cause sackcloth to be put upon all loins, and baldness for mourning shall come on every head. And I will make that time as the mourning for an only son. And the end of it is a bitter day. Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord God, when I will send a famine in the land, not a famine of bread, nor a thirst for water, but a famine for hearing the words of the Lord. And the people shall wander from sea to sea, and from the north even to the east. They shall run to and fro to seek the word of the Lord, inquiring for and requiring it, as one requires food, but shall not find it. In that day shall the fair virgins and young men faint for thirst. Those who swear by Ashimah or the sin of Samaria and say, by the life of your God, the golden calf, O Dan, and swear by the life of the way of idolatrous Beersheba, they shall fall and rise no more. I saw the Lord standing at the altar, and he said, smite the tops of the pillars, until the thresholds tremble, and shatter them on the heads of all the people, and the remainder of them I will slay with the sword. He who flees of them shall not get away, and he who escapes of them shall not be delivered. Though they dig into Sheol, Hades, the dark abode of the gathered dead, from there shall my hand take them. Though they climb up to heaven, the abode of light, from there will I bring them down. And though they hide themselves on the top of Mount Carmel, from there I will search out and take them. And though they try to hide from my sight, at the bottom of the sea, there I will command the serpent, and it shall bite them. And though they go into captivity before their enemies, there will I command the sword, and it shall slay them. And I will set my eyes upon them for evil, and not for good. The Lord God of hosts, it is he who touches the earth and it melts, and all who dwell in it mourn. It shall rise like the river Nile, all of it, and it shall sink again like the Nile of Egypt. It is he who builds his upper chambers in the heavens and who founds his vault over the earth, who calls to the waters of the sea and pours them out on the face of the earth. The Lord is his name. You, O degenerate children of Israel, are no more to me than these despised Cushites, says the Lord. I brought up Israel out of the land of Egypt, but have I not also brought the Philistines out of Kaphtor and the Syrians from Kir? Behold, the eyes of the Lord God are upon the sinful kingdom of Israel's 10 tribes. And I will destroy it from the surface of the ground, except that I will not utterly destroy the house of Jacob, says the Lord. For behold, I will command, and I will sift the house of Israel among all nations, and cause it to move to and fro as grain is sifted in a sieve. Yet shall not the least kernel fall upon the earth and be lost from my sight. All the sinners of my people shall die by the sword, who say, the evil shall not overtake or meet and assail us. In that day, I will raise up the tabernacle of David, the fallen hut or booth, and close up its breaches, and I will raise up its ruins, and I will build it as in the days of old, that they may possess the remnant of Edom and of all the nations that are called by my name, says the Lord who does this. Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, that the plowman shall overtake the reaper, and the treader of grapes, him who sows the seed, and the mountains shall drop sweet wine, and all the hills shall melt. That is, everything heretofore barren and unfruitful shall overflow with spiritual blessing. And I will bring back the exiles of my people Israel. And they shall build the waste cities and inhabit them. And they shall plant vineyards and drink the wine from them. They shall also make gardens and eat the fruit of them. And I will plant them upon their land, and they shall no more be torn up out of their land, which I gave them, says the Lord your God. Revelation 3, 7 through 22. And to the angel, messenger of the assembly, the church in Philadelphia, write, these are the words of the Holy One, the true One, he who was the key of David, who opens and no one shall shut, who shuts and no one shall open. I know your record of works and what you are doing. See, I have set before you a door wide open which no one is able to shut. I know that you have built little power, and yet you have kept my word and guarded my message and have not renounced or denied my name. Take note. I will make those of the synagogue of Satan who say they are Jews and are not, but lie. Behold, I will make them come and bow down before your feet and learn and acknowledge that I have loved you. Because you have guarded and kept my word of patient endurance, have held fast the lesson of my patience with the expectant endurance that I give you. I also will keep you safe from the hour of trial and testing, which is coming on the whole world to try those who dwell upon the earth. I am coming quickly. Hold fast what you have, so that no one may rob you and deprive you of your crown. He who overcomes is victorious. I will make him a pillar in the sanctuary of my God. He shall never be put out of it or go out of it, and I will write on him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, the new Jerusalem, which descends from my God out of heaven, and my own new name. He who can hear, let him listen to and heed what the Spirit says to the assemblies, the churches. And to the angel, the messenger of the assembly, the church in Laodicea, write, these are the words of the Amen, the trusty and faithful and true witness, the origin and beginning and author of God's creation. I know your record of works and what you are doing. You are neither cold nor hot. Would that you were cold or hot. So because you are lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew you out of my mouth. For you say, I am rich. I have prospered and grown wealthy. And I am in need of nothing. And you do not realize and understand that you are wretched, pitiable, poor, blind, and naked. Therefore, I counsel you to purchase from me gold refined and tested by fire, that you may be truly wealthy, and white clothes to clothe you, and to keep the shame of your nudity from being seen, and salve to put on your eyes that you may see. Those whom I dearly and tenderly love, I tell their faults and convict and convince and reprove and chasten. I discipline and instruct them. So be enthusiastic and in earnest and burning with zeal and repent, changing your mind and attitude. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears and listens to and heeds my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and will eat with him, and he will fight with me. He who overcomes is victorious. I will grant him to sit beside me on my throne, as I myself overcame, was victorious, and sat down beside my Father on his throne. He who is able to hear, let him listen to and heed what the Holy Spirit says to the assemblies, the churches. Psalm 131, 1 through 3. A Song of Ascents of David. Lord, my heart is not haughty, nor my eyes lofty, neither do I exercise myself in matters too great or in things too wonderful for me. Surely I have calmed and quieted my soul like a weaned child with his mother. Like a weaned child is my soul within me, ceased from fretting. O Israel, hope in the Lord from this time forth and forever. Proverbs 29:23. A man's pride will bring him low, but he who is of a humble spirit will obtain honor. Heavenly Father, we come before you thanking you for a new week, this being the beginning of the third week of Advent, where we celebrate and contemplate deeply your arrival. That you have come as a baby in a manger, as your word says, and that you grew and saved us all by your willing sacrifice of your very self, and that you have never stopped coming for us, that for each one of us that is hearing my voice now, you have come for us. And as we celebrate this week, the week celebrating joy, the angels came to the shepherds by night and said, I bring you glad tidings of great joy. And we celebrate this throughout the week as we contemplate the deep joy that is not explainable in words at times. It is something smoldering deep within. No matter what life may look like externally, we have the joy of our salvation that constantly has an ember glowing deep in our hearts. And so we choose to contemplate. We choose to still ourselves throughout this week and consider the joy of our salvation. The joy that the shepherds must have had when the angels showed up and said, peace be on earth, goodwill. I bring glad tidings of great joy. And we thank you for the joy that is ours because you have loved us. We worship you. We adore you. We glorify your holy name. We bow before you. We raise hands in surrender to you. You are our God. There is no other. You are our hope. There is no other. You are our joy. True joy. We pray these things in the name, the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. www.dailyaudiobible.com is the website. So come get involved there in community as you see fit or are led to. If you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible here in these last days of the year, website is the place, or is the most convenient place. There's a link right on the homepage, or if you prefer, the mailing address is P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee, 37174. I pray blessing over wherever it is you're worshiping today. And if you're worshiping right here at Daily Audio Bible, then may God's blessing be upon you. And the joy of the Lord be upon you as we celebrate Advent. This is the beginning of the third week of Advent. A lot's been going on here. So yesterday, Brett, who roasts the Wind Farm coffee blend, flew in from Baltimore, and he's training us and the staff at the cafe how to properly make coffee and espresso and all of that. So we've got everything fired up, and so after worship at Four Winds today, we'll dig back in and kind of do the finishing touches. So the cafe, the Wind Farm Cafe, is so deeply close. There's still some components to finish, but probably another week. We're probably going to start, honestly, practicing, like, soft opening and just letting people come into the cafe. But asking for their grace as we kind of work out the bugs this coming week. And may grand opening as early as next week. I'm not quite ready to make the call until I see how today goes. And even tomorrow. But we're close. We're really at the final home stretch. I can't tell you guys how much more difficult it's been than I thought. And difficult might not be the right word, because it's not been like overwhelming challenge. It's just, there's a lot to this. But we're getting it all down. We're getting it all figured out. And we're going to be able to do this again and again and again. And God has shown us so much through the process of what it is he's trying to do. Why, you know, at the beginning of this year, I was still asking myself, so why would we do this? Like, but it has all become crystal. And I'll have to talk about that at another time in a little more detail, which I'm planning to do here, hopefully this week. The other thing that's going on that is equally as important is this video project that we've been working on. Remember when you sent in your videos? Oh, working on that project to complete it so that it can be released for churches to begin playing this coming Sunday. And we're well on our way. Editing that has been a big job as well. So thank you for your prayers over those specific things that we are trying to complete, you know, obviously before the end of the year. Really, that is some key components that we feel pressed to finish this year. So that's what the next week looks like. Thank you for your prayers over that. If you have a prayer request or comment, 877-942-4253 is the number to call. And that's all for today. I love you very, very much. Celebrate the joy of your salvation today. I'm Brian. I'll be waiting for you here tomorrow.
Hi, well, first of all, I would like to thank you, Brian, for just for following God's will and doing the Daily Audio Bible. It's an excellent resource, and I definitely have benefited from it. I'm calling today to request prayer. I found myself in what could potentially end up being a horrible situation. I am in nursing school right now, and this past week, right before Thanksgiving break, my advisor called me into her office right after, well, just at the end of the day, and I found out that I'm being accused of attempting to cheat. Now, I didn't actually cheat, and the situation looks bad, but I really wasn't trying to cheat. when I get back from break, which will be this next week, I'm going to find out. She basically called in to find out my side of the story. I don't know what is going to happen yet. That is to be determined. The nursing staff's going to meet to determine what's going to happen to me. I guess I didn't really explain that fully, but basically I'm being accused of something that I didn't actually do, nor was I trying to do. It's kind of, I found myself in an accidental situation that could potentially have me end up repeating this class, which I, so many bad things could happen with that. And I don't even know if I could afford another year if that happened. And so my prayer is that the situation turns out well, and I can see that I wasn't trying to cheat, even though there's no way to prove it. I ask that you all would pray that God would show them at least my intent. God bless you all. Sorry this message was kind of long. And just have a wonderful day. Bye.
Hi, this is Tracy from Baltimore. I've called a couple of times. And I'm actually calling today to reach out to Travis in Canada. I'm a little behind, and Travis left a message on October 23rd broadcast. Just sort of sounding pretty much in despair and lost and feeling like a failure. And I just wanted to call Travis. He touched my heart because it was around when I was 24 years old that I probably felt the exact same way. And I also call as a sister of a person who suffers or who's been diagnosed with a mental illness. I know that 24 years old is a pivotal age. And I just wanted Travis to know that he's not a failure, that he has a whole life, full, prosperous life ahead of him, that it's okay to be unsure at 24 years old. It's okay. Just keep moving and know that God loves you. When I went through my depression, the one thing that I remember most is hearing that if I were the only one on earth, God still would have sent his son to die for me. And I want Travis to know that if he was the only one on earth, God would have still sent his son to die for you. And if he died, that you might have life, Travis, then you must have a life worth living. And whether or not you know exactly which path that life is supposed to take right now, it doesn't even matter. You're still very young. You have a lot of life ahead of you. I am praying for you. I know that you are praying, and I know that God will reveal what he has in store for you in time. Just hold on. You're not lost. You're not a failure. You're exactly where you're supposed to be. I guarantee it. I just wanted to leave that message. Love you, Travis. Thinking about you, you are not a failure. Your life is not over. It's not even close. You have a lot of life to live. Thanks, Daily Audio Bible. Thank you, Brian. See you tomorrow.